CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betty?
Yes?
Goodness, how time flies. I didn't realize it was time for you to get home from school already. Well, let's see not how things go today.
Awful.
Why, honey, what's the matter? Have you been crying?
Yes, and it's because of you and Daddy, too.
What?
Because of you and Daddy, I got my paper marked wrong in school today.
What do you mean?
I marked down what you and Daddy told me, and it wasn't right. And I would have gotten 100 on my paper if you and Daddy hadn't told me the wrong answer. So Janie Wilson got a better mark than I did. She got 100. And it's all your fault, yours and Daddy. You don't know anything.
Now, just a minute, young lady. Don't you talk to me like that.
Well, it's true. You and Daddy told me that Leif Erikson first discovered America, and that's what I wrote down, and everybody laughed at me.
Now, wait a minute. Now, just wait a minute.
The teacher marked it wrong, and then she told me right out loud that I was wrong, and everybody laughed. And Billy Smith called me stupid because I didn't say Columbus.
Now, just a minute. To begin with, don't ever again say that your father and I don't know anything.
Well, you didn't know this.
To begin with, Leif Erikson was here in America before Columbus, at least 500 years before Columbus.
There, just saying it again, and you're wrong.
Now, look here, Betsy.
The teacher said so.
Oh, the teacher did.
And she knows more than you do, because she's a teacher.
Well, we will see about that.
Paris, European capital of fashion and femininity, where women are dedicated to being desirable and appealing.
Paris, where the preferred deodorant among knowing women is new eau de Rhône. Parisians have discovered that wonderful new eau de Rhône forms a gentle, firm shield against odor-causing perspiration, gives you a clean, fresh feeling all day long. Eau de Rhône babies the skin, so mild it can't harm the finest fabric.
And now, important news. To introduce you to Paris's favorite deodorant, new eau de Rhône is being offered at just half price. For a limited time only, save 50 cents on the $1 jar of eau de Rhône cream. Or get new eau de Rhône spray, also at half price. Look for the eau de Rhône half price offer wherever deodorants are sold.
Yeah, well, for Pete's sake, let me get my hat and coat off, will you, before you descend on me like an exploding volcano.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Who would you say first discovered America?
Who discovered America?
Yes. Who would you say?
Who discovered America?
Yes, who would you say first discovered America?
Well, I'd say Leif Erikson was here first.
Well, we're wrong.
Well, naturally, most people say Columbus. I mean, that's generally accepted.
But if you were taking a test and answering the question, wouldn't you put down Leif Erikson as the man who first discovered America?
Yeah, I guess so. What's all the fuss about?
Betsy, come downstairs. I want you to hear this. I just want you to hear this. I am so mad.
Well, I am so hungry. Is dinner ready?
When Betsy came home from
school... What are we having?
For dinner.
I'm starved.
Dinner? Oh, I don't know. I didn't even thought of dinner. Betsy came home from school in tears, and yet she was furious with us. Remember the other night you read of the story of Leif Erikson?
Yes.
Well, that's the answer she put down in her paper in school, and it was marked wrong. Wrong. And the teacher said so out loud, and everyone laughed. I suppose Betsy was humiliated, and she feels it's our fault. And she said to me, "You and Daddy don't know anything."
She said what?
Well, I've already scolded her for that. I sent her to her room. Betsy, you can come down now. Betsy?
Well, that's a great thing to say, for heaven's sake. We don't know anything.
Well, it isn't entirely her fault. Because of what we told her, she was humiliated in front of the entire class. And her paper marked wrong, and Janie Wilson got 100, and she didn't. As a result...
All right. Come on, Betsy. Come on down the stairs. Now, I want to hear about this. Come on in. Come in here. Now,
Do I understand correctly that you said your mother and I don't know anything?
Well, you don't know who discovered America.
Oh, is that so? Is that so?
Yes, it is. The teacher said you were wrong.
That's what I was trying to say.
The teacher said we were wrong? The teacher actually said your mother and father are wrong?
Well, no, but she said I was wrong and you told me.
And what did you say to the teacher? Did you tell her that we told you?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, well, that's something.
What do you mean that's something? Why are you acting so relieved?
Well, I mean, it's obvious the teacher isn't to blame. I mean, I get the impression she'd somehow somewhat disparaged our knowledge, you know.
Well, of course the teacher wouldn't consciously do anything like that.
Well, I just thought she might have asked Betsy where she got the idea about Leif Erikson.
She did. I just told her I didn't remember.
Well, of course you remembered. I just read you the story the other night.
Well, I didn't want the teacher to know that you didn't know the right answer.
Defending us. See what I mean?
Well, no, just a minute, Betsy. Just a minute. Your mother and I are not incorrect, you know. Leif Erikson did sail with his Vikings and land on the coast of North America long before Columbus. 400 years before Columbus.
500. I just looked it up. Here it is. Got the encyclopedia right out. There it is right here. Leif Erikson, the year 999 to 1000. Scandinavian discoverer of America, of Icelandic family, son of Erik the Red, founder of the earliest settlement in Greenland.
Yeah, well, now there, Betsy, read that. There it is, right there in the encyclopedia.
I don't care what the encyclopedia says.
What do you mean you don't care what the encyclopedia says?
I don't. My teacher ought to know. She's a teacher, and I like her.
Well, Mother and Daddy are very glad that you like your teacher, Betsy.
But your mother and father and the encyclopedia know a few things, too.
You don't know more than the teacher.
Betsy, your mother and father are both college graduates.
Well, isn't Miss Carl?
I suppose she is. Yeah, she has to be.
Well, she studied teaching, didn't she? You didn't, Daddy.
It doesn't matter.
Well, now, wait a minute. That isn't true. Of course it matters whether somebody takes up teaching or not. Why?
Well, I didn't mean that. What I meant, Betsy, is that your mother and Daddy know quite a few things, too.
Well, you didn't know this.
You
didn't. You didn't know the right answer to who discovered America.
Of course we know the right answer.
Well, you didn't tell me right. And everybody laughed at me.
Well, they had no business laughing at you. They were wrong.
And the teacher was wrong.
She was not.
Now, wait a minute. Let's all calm down now. I don't think we should undermine her respect for the teacher to begin with, dear.
The teacher undermined Betsy's respect for us,
didn't
she?
Well, she didn't mean to.
You just got through saying the class had no business laughing at Betsy because they were wrong. Well, who told Betsy she was wrong? The teacher. So, therefore, she's wrong, too.
She is not. When we had recess, I asked Gracie Davis who first discovered America, and she said Columbus, too. And she ought to know. She's in the fourth grade.
Sure, somebody in the fourth grade knows more than your mother and father do.
Betsy, I think you better go back up to your room until dinner is ready. We'll discuss it later. We're not getting anywhere this way. And I think it's something your father and I better talk over, just the two of us.
Well, I don't agree with you at all. I think we've got to make it quite clear to Betsy that we are not idiots. Now, Lou, you stay right here.
Yeah.
No, I mean it now, boy. I tell you, this burns me up if you want to. I'm going to call the school.
And I called the school, and the teacher had already gone home.
I'm not going to call the teacher. I'm going to call the principal. Well, what's his name?
To her, Miss Whiting. And she won't be there either, probably.
I don't want you to call anybody, Daddy.
Why not?
I just don't.
Just give me one good reason.
Oh, please, Daddy, just don't.
All right, give me one good reason. Now, come on, give me one good reason.
I don't want everybody to know that my mother and father don't know who discovered America.
Go to your room.
Here.
Go to your room. Go on. March. Right up those stairs. Go on.
Well, I don't think you should take it out on Betsy. I mean, I really don't. If you try to understand her line of reasoning...
Look,
you
were the one who said who was fit to be tied, weren't you, when I walked in this door?
Yes, I'm not as mad at Betsy as I am at the school.
Well, so am I, and I'm going to call the principal right now.
I'm sure she's gone home, and I don't know where she lives.
Well, all right, I'll call the president of the PTA, and I'm going to find out. Betsy thinks we're a couple of dumbbells.
I know. Well, you call the principal, and I'll start dinner.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What is the different sound of TBS radio? Well, we can't think of a better person to make the point for us than the gentleman you're about to hear from. A distinctive part of that different sound himself. Arthur Godfrey. Here's Arthur's opinion of you, his listeners.
A man who thinks a little bit. The woman who has a home she's proud of, tries to raise her children properly, tries to be a good citizen. That's the kind of audience we seem to have.
The audience Arthur Godfrey seems to have demands high standards in radio entertainment. In response, only CBS Radio offers every weekday alongside Arthur Godfrey time the pure pleasure of Art Linkletter's House Party, Gary Moore and Durwood Kirby, and Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Have the happy habit every weekday on CBS Radio.
Yes. Yes, but the point is, Kelsey, Betsy's paper was marked wrong, and I say it shouldn't. Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Still on the phone, dear. Dinner is ready.
Well, yeah, I guess you got a point there, Kelsey. Sure.
Dinner's ready, dear.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I got to have dinner. Yeah. Yes, I do. I see what you mean. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay. I will, yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Who's that?
Damn Kelsey.
Why do you go into all that with a president of the PTA? He doesn't know any more than we do about it. He's just a parent like the rest of us. I thought you were calling a principal.
Well, he couldn't find her home phone number. She's got a room somewhere. Anyhow, he seems to feel we'd be making a big mistake to, you know, make a fuss about it.
Why?
Well, to begin with, if Betsy were right, then everybody else is wrong, don't you see? If 20 kids answer Columbus to the question of who discovered America, you can hardly mark them wrong, all of them,
And what?
Well, let's face it. I mean, as he says, do we want to make a big fuss about something like this? I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, do we want it generally known that you and I cannot correctly answer the question about who discovered America?
Are you backing down?
No, I'm not backing down. Look, I am a businessman. I got a job. I don't want to get involved in something that, after all, is trivial. But it is trivial. Things like this that can mushroom into controversies out of all proportion to the... Look, what if Betsy's question read, who discovered America, instead of, as she said, who first discovered America? Huh?
Well, what difference does it make whether it said first or not? Doesn't to discover something mean you got there first? Doesn't it? That would discover mean?
Yeah. Oh, look, let's not make an issue out of all this.
Well, if we don't make some kind of an issue out of it, Betsy will never believe anything we tell her is right. Don't you see?
Yeah. Yes. All right, that's true, yes.
And I think tomorrow one of us should at least go to the school and have a little talk with the teacher.
Yeah, I suppose so. Kelly, if it isn't one thing, it's another, isn't it, Don?
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's have dinner. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Betsy!
Why do children always think that anybody else in the world knows more than their parents?
Oh, no, they do, honey. They do.
Yeah.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.